ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति. This evening we are very, very fortunate to have with us two very special jewels from Bharat, who is going to share with us something from their heart. It's like a heart-to-heart conversation. You can say a spiritual chit-chat, but I think what we like to see is what is in their heart. Openly, they're going to share with us. On the far right, Shilu Ben. I think all of us know Shilu Ben, isn't it? I don't think anyone would not know Shilu Ben. Because to me, she is like the voice for Bab Dada. Every time Madhavan season, when Baba comes, we hear Baba's voice, of course. But without Shilu Ben's voice, I don't think many of us in the foreign land will be able to understand what Bab Dada is talking, except for those who understand and speak Hindi. So definitely she is a voice for Bab Dada for all of us. And while in this one place, she serves the whole world. So she's indeed very unique and very special. But besides that, she also plays many, many roles and takes many responsibilities. I do know she conducts very good Raja Yoga Camp, Raja Yoga Intensives. And she's the coordinator for the education wing here in Mount Abu. And of course, she's traveled the four corners of the world and giving very good lectures and spreading Baba's message to the world. Not anything less is Santosh Didi also. She has come to Baba at a very tender age, just as Shilu Ben also. And based in Bharat, she has now based in Russia and served the Russian states. She speaks very good Russian. I heard her a couple of times talking to the Russians. I'm sure the Russians understand her. And one unique thing I noticed is that not understanding Russian language from India here and speaks the Indian language and English, of course, she has now, I think, conquered Russia, she and Sudha Ben. Why I say that is because the Russian family came much later, and within a very short span of time, look, each time the Madhavan season, each season, the Russians seems to be the biggest number. So I think they have done magic marvelously, Sudha Ben and Santosh Ben. And we really need to give them, both of them, a very, very big, warm welcome. Put our hands together. Thank you. And let's enjoy this open heart, or rather, sorry, heart-to-heart conversation with both our very special sisters. Thank you.
Thank you, Celia. So as with open heart she was introducing us, we know that in whose heart is Bab Dada, their mouth always opens for appreciation, the roles of each other. Agree? Right. And so thanks her. And today's meeting was named conversation. Not any class, not any interview, but just conversation. Conversation about those things which make us what we are at this moment. And many times it's visible to others what we are, but hardly visible or very little visible how we became that. Means that whole process behind that and the effort which was done, work which was done. And therefore, mostly Brahmins, those who come now, those who are coming now, they think, oh, maybe it is some wonder, or maybe they had some very, very special role in drama, so they are like that. But it's so simple that work was done. Yes. So the aim of the conversation is for me today to be able to get from Shilu Didi as much as possible that percentage or amount of the work she had put in her soul, for her soul, to become what she is today. You like that? You like that idea, right? Okay, and but before I start anything, if you understand English and you do not need to stick to your headphones area, all front rows are empty, and if you come closer, you can also ask something later on when you will be offered. Everybody sitting behind, you are most welcome to come in the front rows, because today is not the official class, but it is not unofficial conversation. Yes, good. All those in the last rows, come. So as you heard that Shilu Didi is serving Baba since last many years, I think more than 45 years, and she came in very young age. So what happened? You know, what happened? Because generally people ask, you see, is there anyone who has broken your heart, or something has happened to you, or some unsuccess? And they think that if we come to God, there must be something wrong with us in the world. So was everything right?
Om Shanti. First of all, I should thank Celia Ben also for introducing both of us so beautifully. And as Santosh Didi has said, she's asked, what happened? Nothing happened. Definitely nothing happened. But it was all fixed in the drama. I should actually thank my Laukik mother, because she was the one who was instrumental in bringing me to Baba. She came to Baba in the year 1958. At that time I was just 10 years old. And there was a small Gita Pathshala in the building where she was living, and I was living far away from her. I was living with my aunt, and she was living with her parents. My father's sister, I was living with her, because I lost my father when I was very little. So I never saw my father, and I was the only child. But then my mother, she moved to her parents' house, and my aunt, my father's sister, adopted me. So I was living with her. And in the building where my mother lived with her parents, my grandparents, a Gita Pathshala opened in Bombay, that was in 1950s. And my mother, she went to the Gita Pathshala, and I used to visit my mother from my aunt's place. And one day in the Gita Pathshala, she took me. This was in the year 1958. I was 10 years old. And she took me there, and the sister in charge there was reading the Murli. And my mother made me sit there, a 10-year-old girl. And I sat.
Gamdevi?
No, this was in Kurla in Mumbai.
Okay.
Very old. Gamdevi came much later. Okay. And there was only one center in Mumbai, and the two centers. One was in Waterloo mentioned Kulaba, and the other in Sain, where Dadi Brijendra, Baba's Laukik daughter-in-law, used to live. She was in charge of Maharashtra. So there were only two centers at that time in Mumbai. Now we have hundreds. So she took me to that Gita Pathshala and made me sit. And the sister there was reading the Murli. And I sat and I was listening. But I felt I understood everything, you know, whatever was being spoken. I understood everything. And then she asked points, and I also repeated as if I knew everything. First time, no encounter before. And after that, I started looking at the pictures. There were just two pictures at that time, not all the pictures we have today. Just Trimurti cycle was one picture, and the tree, Kalpa tree, and the third was Lakshmi Narayan. Just three pictures in every center, in every Gita Pathshala. And I started reading the writing on these pictures, and I felt I could understand everything. So I told my mother, I can understand everything. This is very interesting. And that was the beginning, and after that, I went to my aunt's place, and then I forgot everything. But then in the year 1960, means I used to visit my mother, but nothing more. But in 1959, December, Brahma Baba came to Mumbai. He used to come every year to Mumbai, especially during the winter. Usually December, January, February, it used to be very cold in Mount Abu. So according to doctor's advice, he used to come to Mumbai, which is a warmer place, always warm. And he used to spend 3 months in Mumbai. So it was a Brahma Bhojan, and my mother took me there. After that first encounter, I never went to any center. But that was the time when my mother took me again to the Brahma Bhojan, because Baba invited some mothers and I accompanied my mother. And that was a very interesting thing which I always like to relate, that Baba was inviting everyone who was invited for the Brahma Bhojan, and they were coming to Baba and just, you know, going to Baba, and Baba would make them, just like put their head on his lap, and Baba would pat on that person's back, and then afterwards that one would get up and take drishti from Baba, and Baba would give a blessing with a morsel in the mouth. So that was the form of Brahma Bhojan. It was something very great. And so everyone was going to Baba. And when it was my turn, I was hesitating. And then Baba called me, "Come, child, come." And I got up from my seat and ran. You know, I was only 11 years old. And I ran and I just went and held Baba so tightly, and Baba shook. So like it was like a magnet pulling the needle. And Baba blessed me. The child has come back to the father. So that was
right.
My spiritual birth.
So I think we can clap for that.
I feel
the father and daughter found each other.
Yeah, so I felt I found my real father. My father found me. So Baba said the child has come back to the father. And actually, even at the time of my birth, at just 3 days old, my father left the body in an accident. That very morning, my mother got an experience in the early hours of the morning. I was just born, and she saw an angel, it was Brahma Baba, in angelic form. And he stood in front of her, put his arms, you know, he put his arms like that. And he said to her, "This child is mine. Give her to me, you know, just like in through actions." And my mother took me and gave it to him. That's the experience she had in the early hours of the morning. And then afterwards, when she came back into her consciousness, she wondered who was that. Because after taking me, he went. But then I was very much there. I was not lost. And so she felt that this girl is something different. And that very evening, my father died in an accident. So, because Baba told her, "This child is mine, I'm her father." So, my mother felt there is something to do with that and this girl. So, that was it.
So, something like means past karma. Yes? And also
and
the
then
fortune.
I remember the dadis, because I took sustenance from all the dadis. They used to come to Mumbai very often. And the dadis would tell me that you are second birth Brahmin. You took Baba's knowledge in the last birth, and now you have come back to Baba.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was connected with something coming from past, and you didn't have to think and not plan, and you are here with us. And
that's
Baba's
it.
Voice. So as Baba had fixed chariot, you know, Brahma Baba fixed chariot, Dadi Guzar fixed chariot, you seems to be fixed voice for Baba. In the confluence age. So no one has any complaints. Yes? Everybody is extremely satisfied. And you see, you know, once Baba was telling that many of my children, they are stars of success. Yes? and some of my children are stars of hope. So you were from the very beginning star of success. Am I right? Star of success, yes. It's not that you the seniors or Baba had to wait that you respond or you understand, but from the very beginning you could understand what you have to do here. Stars of success. Is it luck or you had some inner effort going on, something particular to make you like that, shine like successful star?
Well, I think it was just natural.
Natural.
I don't think star of hope or star of success or star of luck. It was natural. But definitely, Brahma Baba gave me many blessings. Because whenever he would see me, he would always tell me, you have to do great service, you have to do great service. He used to tell all the Kumaris. So I used to come in front of Baba and Baba would always tell me, you have to do world service, you have to do world service. So I used to feel, I have to serve, I have to serve. This was my feeling right from the beginning. Nothing else, just to serve, that's all.
So it was natural, but still, when Baba said you have to do, you were preparing, because I know when I used to come from my home in childhood, in Pandabhavan, you remember that small library? Yes? Just in front of History Hall, where there is this Dr. Banarsi's cabinet, that area, and this radio person who sits, it was a small library. So I knew at the time, Dadi Ratan Mohini once said, that if you will listen, Shilu Ma'am, she will always have something new in her lecture, because she loves to revise the things, read the things, and then give new input. So a good teacher means what for you? Good teacher means what? Means I know I have to serve, but I have to do something to serve, right? So what you did, secret?
First of all, Dadi Ratan Mohini, actually she had great hopes in me, because where I lived, in the center, in that place where I lived, the center was very close, and Ratan Mohini Dadi's, she was in a low-kick place, in a flat, in an apartment. So I used to study, I used to go to school, and in the center, I was told you have to give lecture, you have to give class, you have to do this, you have to do this. So I used to wonder, how will I do it? So I used to go to Ratan Mohini Dadi, in her flat. And I used to ask her, Dadi, I have been told to speak on this topic. I don't know what to speak. And Dadi would actually give me time and she would tell me what to speak. So right from the beginning, Dadi Ratan Mohini, she used to train me a lot how to give lectures. So this is why maybe she told you this.
Oh, great.
And
You're a very good student, right?
Yeah, I was very good student of Dadi Ratan Mohini, because she used to tell many interesting things and go to the depth of knowledge. That's her speciality. So I love to go to the depth of knowledge. And whenever I was told I would just give lecture, but then I would do a lot of churning. But just I have to give. This was my consciousness right from the beginning. Nothing more.
Yes, and it never stopped. Even till today. Yes, it never stopped.
That's what Baba says, you have to give. Yeah. Don't think of taking anything, just have to give, So if that is the consciousness, then Baba does the magic.
Mm-hmm. And I think most of us feel giving, isn't it? Right? We feel that we have to give. So although we have the same feelings, because Baba is saying us to that, but still somewhere stop, somewhere stuck, and some go back. So you didn't stop.
Yeah.
So what
actually,
was the reason?
Right from the beginning, I had that crave for getting knowledge, So even when I wasn't studying in school, in the free periods, I would, a school or college, I never really, loitered around here or moved here, went anywhere. I used to go to the library. I used to read. I read many books. Books on Vivekananda, books on Mahatma Gandhi, books on, even the Ramayana, the Bhagavad, the
Good
Gita.
Good biographies.
Yeah. I love to read. And that actually helped me a great deal, and because of that I could really put that in my last classes or lectures.
Good.
And so that's why I became a good student. And as I became a good student, well, I could become a good teacher in the sense that I love to teach, I love to give. Even when I was studying in college, I wanted money, you know. I didn't want to take money from my aunt. So what I used to do, I used to give tuitions to little children. One sister met me in the train one day. She said, I was living in the same building where you were living and I used to come to you to take tuitions from you. So they used to give me money. I never asked for money, but they would give me and I would use that money and put in Baba's box. So right from the beginning of that thought of giving was there, giving lectures, giving classes, giving knowledge and also giving money. I mean, just giving, that was my consciousness.
Mm-hmm. And not just all this story of the past is special for you. You know, we know that this fortune of being Madhuban Vasi, yes, for so many years, and not just being Madhuban Vasis, but being a successful server while being in Madhuban, this is a great fortune, yes? So how this fortune opened, how you came out to be
well,
in Madhuban?
Well, I was serving in Africa. Radhiji sent me to Africa in 74, 75, and then she told me to go to Mauritius, where we opened centers. And after coming back from Mauritius, Daddy wanted me to live in Madhuban to look after double foreigners, to translate for them. And when I started living in Madhuban, of course, this thought was there that as I have to serve the double foreigner, it is my great fortune to be living in Madhuban. But then, instead of me reminding myself that I am a Madhuban Nivasi, I am very fortunate, others would remind me. Others would come and tell me, how fortunate you are, how fortunate you are. You are living in Madhuban, how fortunate you are.
Because at that time, sisters were not there, only brothers
yeah,
and just daddy.
Actually, in Madhuban, sisters were not living.
Yes.
Baba never really made sisters to live in Madhuban. Baba would say, sisters are meant for centers. In Madhuban, this was Pandav Bhavan, so Pandavas only live here to do physical work. And teachers, the sisters, they have to live in the centers. But then after Baba became aware, Dadiji felt that now there will be Raj Yoga camps in Madhuban and foreigners are coming and we need a good teacher here. So Dadiji asked me if I would like to live in Madhuban and I said, yes Dadi, why not? Again, I was just meeting Auntie yesterday and Auntie reminded me in 76, that was when I started living in Madhuban. That was the first group, the whole family, uncle, auntie, Gayatri,
yes.
And the whole family came in 1976 to Madhuban. And I was with them all the time, looking after them. And I remember that time, Dadiji wanted me to live in Madhuban because the foreigners started coming. And Dadi Janki, she was in London at that time. And she was telling me, no, because Manmohini Didi and Dadi Ji were living in Madhuban. So auntie and uncle wanted me to go to Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
This was the time when Guyana Center was opening and they had a center and they wanted me to go there. So Janki Dadi was telling Dadi Ji, send Shilu to Guyana. And Dadi said, no, she will live here. So Dadi Janki is saying to go there and Dadi Ji telling me to live here. So auntie was reminding me that how in 1976 it was a beautiful conversation between Dadi Ji and Dadi Janki and how ultimately I started living in Madhuban. I didn't go to Guyana. And Meera Ben, she was living in Bangalore at that time and how then Dadi Ji said, I'll send somebody else to Guyana, so Meera Ben went to Guyana, so that's how it started.
Yes, it's wonderful, because you had to be here.
Yes, so actually instead of me telling myself I'm so fortunate, others would remind me and that made me feel, yes, I'm really fortunate, because I felt it so natural. I never really took it something as extraordinary, natural.
And in connection with that, maybe you remember that when you were meeting Baba, and I think Vedanta Didi and you were together. And because you were in Africa and then you came for some time and Vedanta Didi had to go back. Then Baba told you something, you are the river They closed something very interesting.
Yeah,
I think you should tell that.
It was Avyak Bab Dada's blessing to me. Actually, what happened was, when I started living in Madhuban from 1976 onwards, for 3 years I didn't go anywhere. I was in Madhuban all the time. Didn't go anywhere outside Madhuban. So a thought came in my mind, will I not be going out anywhere? Okay, Madhuban is beautiful, but then will I not go out to serve also? But then this thought, I didn't tell anybody. I just kept it to me. And then one day when I was meeting Avyak Bab Dada in Madhuban, it was, I think, in the history hall. And we used to sit very close to Baba in the history hall. Baba used to sit on the floor, you know, on the gaddi just next to the window there.
This and is something very interesting. You should, you know, put your hand on the heart and listen.
Now see how it's so different. But in 19, yes. At the beginning, even meditation hall was not there. Everything was in the history hall. So this was in the history hall. It was in 1978, I think, so it was history hall. We were not many. And 78 or 79. So I was sitting so close to Baba. And the thought was coming in my mind that, Baba, will I not be going anywhere else to serve? Will I be serving only here? So Baba asked me a question. Baba asked me, which Ganges are you? I said, Ganga, which Ganga? I said, Gyan Ganga. Baba said, Gyan Ganga, everyone is. What is your speciality? I said, well, I'm the flowing Ganges. Baba said, no. Those teachers who live in centers, they are the flowing Ganges. Which Ganges are you? I didn't know of any other third Ganges. Only Gyan Ganga and Behti Ganga means the flowing Ganges.
Yes.
Baba said, those teachers who live in centers, they are the flowing Ganges because they have to keep on flowing from one place to another. Today they are in one center, tomorrow they'll go to another center, and the devotees are in their own places. Devotees don't change their place, but the Ganges flows on and on. And the devotees, wherever they are, they take a dip in the Ganges when it comes to them. Means it is there. And so they don't move, but the Ganges moves forward. So they are the flowing Ganges, the teachers in centers. But you are the Ganges of Har Ki Pauri. Har Ki Pauri is a place in Haridwar, where Dadi Janki Ji just went, you know. So Har Ki Pauri is a place from where the Ganges comes from the Himalayas and comes on the plains. And that place is of great importance because people from all over the world come and take a dip in that Ganges. Even the sadhu, sannyasis, saints, gurus, you know, everyone. And common man also. Hundreds of thousands come. So Baba told me, you are the Ganges of Har Ki Pauri. Har Ki Pauri means the steps to God. The steps you go down and then you go to the temple of the Ganges.
Where actual worshipping starts.
Where the worshipping starts. So you are the Ganges of that Har Ki Pauri in Haridwar as it is. And so Baba said, instead of you having to go everywhere, the world will come to you.
Yes.
These
like
were
that?
Baba's words to the world
like
will
that?
Come to
just
you.
Give
the world will come to you and take a dip in you. So when Baba said this, I felt, well, Baba really is indicating that don't have this thought or wish to go out and serve. The whole world will come to you. So whenever some people ask me, sister, you come there, I say, the whole world is coming here, I don't have to go anywhere. But still, of course, after that I did go, and as you know, I've been to nearly 70 countries, nearly over 65 countries, sometimes I lose count, so how many countries I've been to. And I feel so privileged, because 2 years ago, Sister Santosh invited me to Russia, and really I was amazed to see Baba's service happening in Russia. I would like to ask her something. Okay? No, I would like to ask you something. You know,
I just have one more thing. It's very interesting.
Okay.
You know, but this is a big lesson, right? That whatever is our role, Baba knows who we are and what we are. And this was a very good example. One thing in my mind is coming is, you see, Baba has given many gifts to his children, many blessings. What are your blessings from Baba? Special personal blessings, any one or two very good blessings from Baba.
Means Baba, what
yes.
Baba spoken to
Baba
me personally.
Meeting, yes,
well, many, many blessings. So, well, if I start saying
just
that...
Just one, two, very, very special, which are, you know, like a searchlight for you. They keep you on the track.
Well, one very interesting, important, lovely blessing Baba gave me was when I, you know, Dadiji sent me to Hyderabad. This was in the year 1990-something. So Dadiji sent me to Hyderabad. Hyderabad, Nagarjuna, you know, very big fertilizer company. The MD, the managing director of that company, wanted someone to go there and teach meditation and in their company. So Dadiji sent me to Hyderabad. And I was there for a week. And it was very interesting that how everyone was so interested to learn meditation that actually this Baba Center opened there immediately and he opened it. And then after some time, after a few months, all the executives of that company came to Mount Abu and I was actually giving them classes in Mount Abu too. And then they wanted me to come again. So they wanted me to come again, but that was a different matter. But then they came in front of Bab Dada. And I remember Baba giving blessing to each one in that was an Om Shanti Bhavan. So I was translating because they were from Hyderabad, so they didn't know Hindi. And I was translating to them, and at the end, I thought Baba will just give me toli. That's all. And I just went in front of Baba after translating for all of them, you know, for Baba. So I just went and Baba caught hold of my hand and very tight, put with toli in my hand, and he held my hand tight and Baba blessed me. Baba said, Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, is on your tongue. Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, is on your tongue.
Well,
I was surprised.
You started flying.
Oh, not flying, but I was wonderstruck. What a blessing. So, well, that's all what Sri Baba said. But after that, so many thoughts came in my mind, because when I went back, everyone started teasing me. Oh, Saraswati has come, Saraswati has come, because Baba spoke on the mic. And everyone heard. And Baba says, Saraswati has come. And then someone said, now Saraswati, then future Lakshmi is definite. You know, like that. Very lovely, what do you call, points they would say. But then a thought came in my mind, many thoughts. What does Baba expect from me? If Baba has given this blessing, surely Baba expects something from me. And he's preparing me for that. This was one thought. What does he want from me? It's a question. And then the second question was, if Baba has given me this blessing, then from this mouth, from these lips, only Baba's knowledge should come. No worldly things, no negativity, no waste, you know, nothing else except Baba's knowledge. I should be speaking only that, no other words. And for this, maybe Baba is wanting me to pay attention. And that was it. But then after that, after a few weeks, I got an invitation to speak in a television. So that was in the year 92. I got this invitation. The first time, Brahma Kumaris came on private channels. Otherwise, the government TV was not allowing any religious or spiritual organizations to speak on television. But the first private channel was ZTV. And they invited the Brahma Kumaris to give their talk. And I was told by Dadiji to go and give a talk. So then I realized, this is why Baba gave me this title. So that I have to prepare myself for giving Baba's knowledge to the world.
Yes, yes, yes. That. And also, you had been serving as Dadi's, you know, personal translator, official translator of world headquarters, when Dadiji was here and United Nations members, people were coming. And not only that, you see, when you started serving like that and telling, and Baba gave blessing, but you also sustained that effort so that that blessing comes in the life, in practice.
Yeah, but let me tell you, it was not very conscious. I am doing it. Baba has blessed me. Baba has given. No, everything came so naturally, you know, naturally. I think this is my speciality
gift,
or my Baba's gift to me. It's natural, because whenever Baba used to meet me, every time, in every meeting, Baba would meet each one of us. And Baba would tell me, you're serving very hard. You're serving from your heart. And those who serve from the heart, they touch the hearts. Mm-hmm. You are a tireless server. This blessing Baba used to give me every time.
It's like that. Because it's like that. We all see that.
Yeah.
Last thing in my heart is, you know...
I felt, yes, Baba is, this is how Baba is preparing me. You know, that's by blessing me, He's preparing me.
Mm-hmm. And once Baba said that Baba has a list. Bab Dada has a list of his children. And the list has the children who are successful, sensible, serviceable. And fourth thing, you know, remember? What was the fourth thing? Fourth thing Baba told, valuable. That is, Baba has a list in which he has his children who are serviceable, sensible, successful and valuable. And then Baba told, some are sensible but not so successful. They make plan, but when they have to put in action, they can't. But they are good planning intellect. And some are serviceable, but they can't plan. Someone else has to plan. And some are, when Baba said, they have all things in them. Who are you?
Well, I would say I am Baba's blessed child. I don't think of other things at all. I am Baba's blessed child. I don't think I'm whether I'm sensible or valuable or successful.
But
I am Baba's blessed child. And this may be a special category of the religion.
Baba's
blessed child. Always Baba's hand of blessing is on my head. And I remember when this body was 60 years old, this was now about 5 years ago, it was on 31st of March, you know, my Alaukik birthday. And I don't even remember my Alaukik birthday, so I say, okay, let it be my birthday. So I remember I went in front of Baba in Shantivan, and Nilu Ben said, Baba, she's 60 years old today. So she pointed out to me, and Baba said, he put Toli in my hand, and Baba put his finger on my forehead, where the soul is, and he said, you are immortal. Mm-hmm. That was it. You are immortal. So I feel I'm an immortal soul, a blessed soul, under the canopy of protection of God and the Dadis, and therefore I have nothing to worry. So I don't know whether I'm sensible or successful or whatever.
No.
I would like to ask her. We have hardly 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I would like to ask her. You like to hear about her?
My turn.
Yes, yes. I would like to ask her, you know, one very interesting thing she said to me once. Because we were very good friends. She used to come to Madhuban.
We are.
Now, well, friends. Of course we are friends. Why not? But then, that time we were younger, no? Now matured, older. But then, very good friends. And I used to ask her, why you have learned Russian? What is Russian? It's a very difficult language. What made you learn Russian? And she said, one day I will go to Russia. So I asked her, you will go to Russia? I don't know if you remember. I had asked you this question.
I never had a thought to go to Russia.
You never had a thought
never,
to go to?
Never. I never knew where is Russia.
You never knew where is Russia?
No.
Then why did you learn Russian?
I don't know.
You don't know. So tell, what made you to learn Russian? Now, a very wonderful story of hers.
Actually, this is already somewhere printed, you know.
No. I don't. Do you know her story of why she learned Russian?
No.
She learned Russian in the university, but why did she learn in India Russian? She never had this thought of going to Russia.
Actually, when I was at the age eight years, you know, then President of Soviet Union, Brezhnev, Mr. Brezhnev, he came in India, and Dali met him as, you know, someone like God, because India wanted to show love for Soviet Union, and there was only one man, Brezhnev. So they just were on the streets, and this was so fruitful meeting, like meeting of the two friends, the India, great spiritual country, and Soviet Union, big power. And seeing that love in the hearts of Indians, Brezhnev announced that from now onwards, we would be, you know, sending two magazines free of charge for Indian families. One was Soviet Women, Soviet Nari in Hindi, and another was Soviet Union in English. So everyone was getting it, and when it used to come in our house, I was 8 years old at the time, it was 1973, and then I saw for the first time, there was the page, Let Us Learn Russian. I just instantly took that page out from the magazine and kept with me, and the magazine was on the table. Everyone was, they never knew there is a page which is teaching Russian. And every month it would come, and 2-3 years constantly, and I was reading that, and it was, I was reading it like not foreign language, but as my own language, but not thinking of Russia at all. Not thinking of Russia. And why I was doing it, I didn't know. And then after 10 years, when got admitted in Delhi University, as soon as I entered, and the very first notice which I saw on the notice board was that from today, this Russian Culture Center is opening the course, intensive course for Russian language for science students of Delhi University, and I was that. And this was this much size advertisement, and none else than me in the Delhi University saw that advertisement, because this paper was amongst all 100 other notices, small notices, and that small paper, as soon as I entered, I saw that paper. How? I don't know. I just took that advertisement from their address, and instead of going into my class, it was first day, I didn't go to the class, I went to the Russian Culture Center. Why? I don't know. And then I just registered myself and started, and 3 years I studied graduation in Delhi University, and the evening, every day I used to go to Russian Culture Center, and I got maximum marks in whole Delhi. 99% marks. 99% marks. And one of the things which my teacher liked, and they gave me scholarship for 8 years, free science study in Soviet Union. And when that scholarship came in home, our father came to know that I was secretly learning Russian language. And he was extremely unhappy.
Extremely unhappy.
Extremely unhappy, because he was a staunch Brahmin, Brahma Kumar. Very soon destruction will be there. And we have to be very pure. We should not meet and talk with the people who eat meat. And whole Soviet Union eat meats. And he was unhappy because I was going there. I was sitting with them. And they were teaching me with Shudras. And so he was unhappy. He took that envelope, scholarship, and he tore it in few pieces. 8 years free study scholarship in Soviet Union. And that was, and I was happy because I didn't know what is Soviet Union. I didn't know what I just was studying it. But that was the time when I had to, you know, start another study. means I was going to get admission for MSc and then PhD, but Father said, you have spoiled yourself and you have wasted your time. It is better you go 3-4 days to Madhuban, because we used to go every year in Madhuban from childhood, since 8 year, family would come and meet Baba, and you go there and get some peace, and then you get admission in MSc. And when I came, something happened. Already 30 years have passed. I never went back home. I came for 7 days. I never went back home. And that was the time when wonders were happening, and invitation came from Soviet Union that they want to learn Raj Yoga, because one of our brother was there. And this is how the language came in use. And when for the first time I was going, and a send off ceremony was taking place, Brother Jagdish had invited Laukik parents also, because they were also Brahmins. They are Brahmins. And Father, he took the microphone, but he was weeping. He couldn't speak anything, because he remembered what he did. And then he said that I was a Brahma Kumar, and Baba taught me we are souls, and this is soul, and she was not my daughter, she was Baba's daughter, and I thought she is my daughter. So I was angry with her when she learned Russian, and today I have understood. Shri Baba had sent her to me just to learn, to study, and now she is, you know, when at the age of 18 years, I just left home, means I just stayed in Madhuban. And when she became mature, Baba just took her from us. And therefore, today I have understood I am a soul. So that was the secret, very small secret. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much. So we have learned the secret of how Sister Santosh went to Russia. And we see so many Russians here today. Wonderful Russia. Baba's work is not only going in Russia, but so many countries they have gone to, and Baba's centers. How many, just inform how many centers there are, you know, connected with Russia or all that. Just 2 minutes.
Okay, now we know we have concert. Brother Albert is ready. But as Shilu Didi has asked, there are about 50 centers. You know, as you heard from Celia, Sudhaben and myself are serving there together with Brother Vijay and Didi Chakradhari's blessings and visits. And there are about 12 countries where we have centers of former Soviet Union.
And how many countries are there which are connected?
16
countries. In 12 countries,
yes,
you already have centers.
And we are planning now very soon also. And that's it. I think time.
Yes. So, thank you very much. I hope you all liked it. Yes. Nice spiritual conversation. We just did an attempt, you know. Om Shanti.
And now I invite Brother Albert. And Brother Albert. Yes, come. So, give him a big, big hand. Big, big hand. Yes. Dada, Taki Jelai. Yes, yes. Taki Jelai. He is very special, so he has his always his own script. So he will, whatever he will do now, we will see. But just I have invited because he loves Baba, he loves Murli, he loves Madhuban, and before coming to Gyan, and now also he is a famous singer. And many of you have heard him, and half an hour he's with us and charging us and, you know, entertaining us with his voice and songs. Я просто сейчас сказала, кто вы, какой у вас особенность, как вы любите Мадхуван, Мурли, Баба, чуть-чуть понял. He has understood. Okay.
Okay. Давайте.
Бэтчи рэй. Диди, аап бхи айенге? Аша? Бэтчи рэй.
Yeah, but...
Thank you.